It's time to play a game where we'll end up with a claim to fame. Who is the witch? Who will defeat the other? Be the coolest motherfucking sister or brother? Who's the witch at the pop quiz?
Yeah. The quiz that'll pop your face off.
Gross.
Every motherfucking sister and brother.
The censor gets me every time.
Every time we do the bleep on that song, it just—it's good times, man. Guys, if you enjoy the music on the show, all the music is composed originally for the show by Stoddard Blackall. Check him out, StoddardBlackall.com. Again, StoddardBlackall.com. He's got his own podcast, The Stoddcast. Check that out as well. Follow his tweets at Stoddy Blackall. Follow the Stoddcast tweets at The Stoddcast. And just go to StoddardBlackall.com if you like his music. He also he does commission work as well, so if you want your own theme song, he'll write a theme song for you. He wrote one for me.
Seriously?
I don't have it on the soundboard because I just felt like that'd be too selfish. just to be like, but it's an upbeat, like, it's Mike Zimmer, he's a winner. Like, it goes like that. Like, it's a real cool. Upbeat.
Wait,
like,
I
want to hear this.
I would like to see you, like,
send it to you.
I would
guys.
Like to see you come out in, like, a WWE match. Like,
and then that just plays.
Yeah, motherfucker!
He's a winner.
Yeah, what's up, bitch?
I'm gonna fuck you up to this song. All right, it's time for your pop quiz. Forget my theme song. I'll play it next week, I promise you guys.
Fireworks in the background. Yeah. This little jingle goes off. It's
a whole production, a whole thing. I've got a flower
as
boa,
background dancer,
flower boa, big sunglasses, Elton John like a bitch. It's great. All right, here we go. Okay. Here we go. So here's how pop quiz works. Caitlin, you first time playing this. Chris, Armando, you're familiar. Basically, I'm going to give you terms from the Urban Dictionary. We've got multiple choice questions, and we have guessers. The guesser questions, I want you to guess what you think the definition is, but not what it is exactly. We want you to create your own definition for that term. So if I – let's say last week we had one that was like Maxi Rad. It was called Maxi Rad. If I said, what is Maxi Rad? Just make up the most bizarre, weird thing you could think of, because, again, you're competing against two crazy minds, Chris Erlandson and Armando Arondo. Your mind is crazy as well, but it's a threefer here.
I'm not crazy.
Shut up. You shut your crazy mouth up.
Oh, my God.
You're crazy, Chris Erlandson.
Channeling
mouth.
The Joker from Dark Knight.
I'm not crazy.
I'm not.
I'm not crazy.
No, I'm not. He made that pencil disappear. It's fucking scary.
You want to see a magic trick?
No, I don't. All right, here we go. First term, multiple choice. And this is again, whatever you think the answer is. Huja vu. Huja vu. We know what deja vu is, but what's huja vu? Is huja vu either A, when someone tells you about a place or situation that you've been through before yourself, B, that eerie feeling you've met someone before, C, a new wave art hop artist from Atlanta, Georgia? Huja vu.
B makes the most sense to me.
The eerie feeling you've met someone before.
But I like C. C is so
a new wave art
creative.
Hop artist from Atlanta, Georgia.
It's so creative.
Huja vu.
Yeah. I can get behind that.
I mean, look, that could easily be a possibility. I'm not even kidding you.
So we're trying to choose the correct answer, right?
Yep, correct answer. And it's the Urban Dictionary, so like literally it could be anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with B.
You're going with B, that eerie feeling? Okay, you and Armando are going with B?
I mean, B makes most sense, so I just kind of...
So you're
going to
cowtail on that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jump
well,
on the
mean,
B train, huh?
On the B train.
She jumped on the B train.
The
there we
bandwagon.
Go.
The wagon.
Well,
cool.
Good thing, because you all are correct on that one. That's right. It is the actual definition. Excellent
job. I jumped
job.
On that bandwagon real hard.
We got a three-way tie. Three-way tie.
Yes, tie.
Sorry.
Three-way tie.
So huja vu is to people as deja vu is to events. That eerie feeling you've met someone before, even though you've just met them for the first time. Huja vu. It is also a new wave art hop artist from Atlanta, Georgia. Huja vu
is also correct.
Wait, C is also correct too?
No, I made that up.
You
I want it to be real. I want huja vu to be
dreams.
Real. Yo, I'm huja vu. I just want to.
Just wait a year.
Yeah, they'll be out soon. All right, next one is a guesser. Get weird and freaky. The weirder and freakier one is the better. Wank shelter. Tell me what a wank shelter is. Mm-hmm. You can go obvious. You can go not obvious. You can go weird. You can go cutesy. Just
Okay, so
just say some.
So it's like if you're in a public area, like you get your buddy to just like stand and watch out for you as you you know just you know whip it out.
Yours is almost close to the actual definition, but I like your buddy system for masturbating, where it's like you and a buddy. It's like, hey man, I gotta jerk off real quick. Can you go? Can you just make sure no one's gonna walk by?
I gotta stop off in this cafe.
I just
gotta
jerk off really quick. Look, it'll take me less than 5 minutes. Can you just like keep like just watch out? They're like, all right, hurry up. Hey, you got any porn? No, just hurry up, man. Like, yeah,
that's part of my morning routine.
Wank shelter. I like that. I like your assist on that one, Armando. So yeah, okay. Whoever's next, Kelly or Chris?
I mean, I have an idea.
Go for it, Kelly.
Okay. It's loosely
wank shelter.
Got to run with it.
I just thought about when you're tired of people winking at you. Wink. Like when
you're tired of people wanking at you.
When you're tired of people wanking at you, you go.
So this is the past tense of wink.
My. I think we have an early winner, but I'm sorry we haven't gotten to Chris Erlandson yet. Let's get to Chris Erlandson. Chris Erlandson, what do you got for wank shelter?
You said wank. So you
it's
say.
Like,
no, I like that hers inadvertently turned into a
wink,
safe haven.
Like, are you wanking at me?
No.
Winking at me, like, you know, like you're saying, like a weird accent.
No, but Kelly, I like the idea of a place that women or men go to get away from people who want to wank at them. Like they're
that
jerking off
too.
At them, a wank shelter. Like, I gotta hide from these men jerking off at me. That's what I'm getting from it.
I took
it.
The more innocent route.
No, fuck
like,
that. We're not going with that one. I like the other one. All right, Chris Erlandson.
It's just little shelters all over.
I like the, yeah, wank
the
shelters
street.
For all the women to keep safe from all those guys jerking off.
Can't handle it anymore.
Let's just keep masturbating. Why won't they stop masturbating? This is nothing but jerking off 24/7. Don't they even need a sandwich? Where do they get this energy? Sorry, Chris Erlandson. Wank shelter.
That, you know, that was actually along the lines of my answer.
It's a bomb
shelter, but it's where you go to. No, I'm imagining this post-apocalyptic world where, like, some people suffer from radiation and they just, like,
the director and him.
They just have ungodly amounts of.
Oh my god!
The director and him can't stop.
Incoming!
We have too many good ones.
So imagine. It's
in the world.
2073.
Oh my god.
The world filled with mutants.
Oh my god!
We have 60 years, people.
All right, okay.
Before this happens,
I need to make some rulings, and we got to hurry the show up. So, Armando, what was your definition for wank shelter?
Buddy system.
Buddy system jerking off in public. Oh, sure.
Public,
okay.
Yes.
Or wherever. Yeah. And Kelly Catlin.
I mean, when you're tired of people winking at you.
Wanking at you, so
winking
you go to
winking at you.
Winking,
so, wank, okay, if sure, jerk that off. One too. Yeah. So you just go into the
dirty one. I like
for a little like. A little
I like the idea of a wank shelter being a place you go to get away from people masturbating. That's really tickling me in a good way.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry about that. Sorry. Sorry, you're a guest. Chris Erlandson, what was your idea again?
It was just that though.
It was
a bomb shelter to keep from people.
But
from
wankers. But yours takes place in a post-apocalyptic future where people specifically go to masturbate in.
No.
To take refuge.
Exactly.
To take refuge.
So
like,
radiation
from
has, like,
the
spread
mutant
across.
Wankers.
Yes. Exactly.
You said something about mutants.
You
like,
kind of ripped off Kelly's idea. I'm sorry. It was like an it's like you remixed it. I gotta give it to Kelly Catlin.
He directed the idea. He was like, we're gonna run with this.
Kelly
we're gonna run
it,
with
yeah.
this.
He did expand upon your idea, but you had the initial germ of an idea.
Filthy
you got
idea,
the point
yeah.
on this.
To be fair, like his, you know, mine really was about winking.
I know, but I turned it into a something
But you
dirty.
Really did turn it, yeah.
What? This is
so,
Urban Dictionary,
you know,
Kelly Catlin.
Well.
This is how it works.
Well, okay.
So,
yeah.
All right.
So,
next one is multiple choice. Here we go. I heard you using the microwave. I heard you using the microwave. Is the definition for that term either A, somebody was too loud during sex the night before, B, somebody was too loud masturbating the night before, C, somebody legitimately was too loud using the microwave last night before?
Wait. Can you repeat this?
Yeah, what was the question?
A was too loud sex the night before. B was masturbating too loud the night before. C was using the microwave too loud the night before. And the term is, I heard you using the microwave.
I think I'm going to go with B.
B?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough, B. Somebody
yeah,
was too
I
loud
really hope it's
masturbating
C,
the night
really...
before. Somebody was too loud
masturbating.
All right, what do we got, right, guys?
Fine.
We got answers?
I'll go with sex.
Sex. Yeah. Sex sells.
I'm gonna get on that.
You're saying sex?
Too.
All right. Yeah. Was it sex or masturbation? Chris Erlandson, was it masturbation? No, sorry. Was it sex? Yeah, it was. Kelly, you're in a commanding lead. Armando, you're up on the board with another one. Yep. Here we go. Next question. We've got has-been. This is a guesser question. Has-been. I want you guys to tell me what a has-been is.
Is that spelled?
Can you spell the word?
Can you use it a sentence?
Has-been. Just tell me what it is.
A has-been.
This is for all the Kablinkies. Has-been.
Like an ex-boyfriend, but not boyfriend?
We got to wrap it up, so just come up with answers. Because we got another show coming in, so we got to wrap it up. Let's go.
Right. It's two hats of the same kind who fall in love.
Ooh, interesting. Kelly Catlin?
I'm going to say, I don't know, maybe like the tunnel buddy kind of, it's another word for that has been. I don't know. I'd have to think of a more creative answer to that. I don't know.
Armando, what do you got for has been? Too late, Kelly Catlin's the winner! I'm sorry about that, Kelly Catlin. Because you came all the way out here, and because you played the flute on the show, and because you are a fantastic guest, you are the big winner of the show. Kelly Catlin, you win.
a vacuum handle.
I wanted one my whole
you
life.
You win 10 cents!
Oh my God.
10 cents, Kelly Catlin! Big winner! Guys, well, that's going to do it for the show. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. It's been a blast. God, I don't know what to tell you. Check out Kelly Catlin, kellycatlin.net. Check out Chris Erlandson, chriserlandson.net. Check out our website, teamawesomeshows.com. Go to our other website, yotina.podomatic.com. Follow our tweets, @teamawesomeinc. Follow Soundcast tweets, @soundcast.fm. And, of course, go to their website, soundcast.fm. That's going to do it for Team Awesome Inc., you guys. Chris Erlandson, you got some shows coming up?
Tonight, sketch show.
Oh, that's right.
Theater.
Doing the sketch show, and he's got some other projects that he's writing. We got another in between coming next year or this month.
Not this month. January.
So we'll be doing a live sci-fi short story reading of the in between. We got a new one coming up, but we've got the next installment of the in between coming up this week. Really excited stuff. It's the original PC row with by yourself. So that's gonna do it for the show. We gotta get the hell out of here so the next show can come in, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and again, keep it locked at soundcast.fm for tremendous programming and great shows. Thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you so much, Armando. And thank you so much, Chris. Peace, and may the Lord God Jesus be with you. Sorry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.